Thank you for listening to the Craig James Financial Services LLC podcast. Craig James Financial Services LLC is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208, Melville, New York, 11747. You can reach us by phone at 631-393-2888 or toll-free at 1-877-887-2707. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Next Financial Group Incorporated, member FINRA/SIPC. Craig James Financial Services LLC is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group Incorporated. Next Financial Group Incorporated does not offer tax and/or legal advice.
Hello, my name is Craig Ferrantino. I'm the president of Craig James Financial Services here in Melville, New York. I founded Craig James Financial Services because I saw there was a need for independent, objective financial advice for our clients and for the greater community. We put these podcasts together at the request of many of you who have seen our presentations either in seminars or other educational presentations in other venues and wanted to learn more. And as a disclaimer, I wanted to mention that we are not owned by any insurance company or bank. We are truly independent, and therefore, we have the ability to work purely for our clients. Today, we are continuing with our podcast series called Disability Must Knows. In our last episode, we discussed a few of the various exclusions that you must be aware of when purchasing an income replacement policy. In today's episode, we're going to review some of the common questions that appear on a disability insurance application and also how to make a claim should you become injured or disabled. To discuss the application process, I have with me Jenna Dury, my Vice President of Marketing. Jenna?
Thank you, Craig. Paperwork is something that no one looks forward to. I know that. But applying for income replacement insurance is very similar to applying for life insurance and requires you to fill in several pages of information, many of which need to be signed and dated. It's a little detailed, but nothing like an IRS 1040, so don't worry. If you have any questions, it is important to ask. We have clients call us all the time for clarification, so please don't hesitate. Okay, so let's begin. The disability application is broken down into three or four sections, depending on the insurance company. The sections are typically broken down so you first list your personal information, second, the policy details, third, your employment and income information, and fourth, your lifestyle and health information. So for the first section, you fill personal information in, such as your name, social security number, address, and how many years you've lived at that address, phone number, best time to be contacted, and the place of employment with your job description. You will also need to fill in your beneficiary information. To learn more about beneficiaries, please listen to Podcast 2, called Understanding Beneficiaries, which can be found in our podcast series entitled Insurance and You. Quickly, I will say that there's your primary beneficiary, which is typically your spouse if you're married, and then your contingent beneficiaries, which are normally your children. Now, for the second section, you will typically fill in the details about the policy you're applying for. For instance, how much income you're applying for, how long your policy will last, for instance, to age 65 if it's disability insurance, what riders you'd like to include, such as a COLA rider, which helps protect you against inflation, or maybe even a future increase option. You may also want to talk about how often you're going to pay for this policy, whether it be monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, or annually. If you do think that you're going to pay for something monthly, they normally require you to fill in what's called an electronic transfer fund. So it shows that money's coming directly from a bank account to pay for this policy each month. Also, you will need to talk about any other disability policies you have, even if they're group policies. And this, you'll need to know the face amount, when it was issued, and the type of policy that it is. You'll also need to state whether or not you're replacing another policy. And each state has their own replacement process, so feel free to contact us and we'll give you more details about the process in your own state. The third section asks questions about your job and your current income. You'll need to answer questions such as, what was your salary for the past 3 years? What jobs you held in the past and the job you currently hold? How long you've worked in that career field? What your responsibilities are at your job? How many other people you work with? And if you supervise anyone? And if you do, how many? This helps the insurance company paint a picture of your work environment. Remember, the insurance company is evaluating what risk they're taking on insuring you against becoming disabled and being able to do your job. The fourth section encompasses questions about your lifestyle and your health. Some examples of lifestyle questions are, do you smoke? If you did and you quit over 5 years ago, make sure you mention that on your application. How often do you have alcoholic beverages, if any? Have you been cited for any moving traffic violations? Have you been charged for any crimes? Are you a pilot? Do you plan on living outside the United States? Are you involved in skydiving or any other extreme sports? As for health questions, it is important to answer all of these to the best of your ability. And if you answer yes to any questions concerning your health, you have to make sure you list details, such as the date, what was done, such as a surgery. If your symptoms, sickness, visits to doctors, etc., are ongoing or just a one-time occurrence, what was done to treat it? Were you given medications? You must also list your doctor's contact information and get permission to release your medical records so an outside service can work to obtain your medical records in confidence from your doctor. This is known as the HIPAA authorization. Once you complete and sign where needed on the application, it will be submitted to the insurance company for a review by what is called the underwriting department. You will then be contacted to set up a quick medical where a nurse comes to see you and takes your height, weight, blood pressure, and blood sample. The medical normally does not take more than 30 minutes, so please don't sweat over it.
Thank you, Jenna. Boy, that was a tremendous amount of information. As always, please never hesitate to call our office at 631-393-2888 with any additional questions you may have. Now, on to discussing how to submit a claim to the insurance company and get paid. Okay, let's talk. Suppose you need to file a disability claim. What do you do? What can you expect? And what is the claim process? We'll address all of these, but let's talk about first. What do you do? The first step is to notify the company as soon as possible. This could be done by either contacting your agent or contacting the company directly. Once they are contacted, you will then receive a packet to begin the claims process. The packet will differ from insurance company to insurance company, but it normally will include forms with big legal names. Let's start with the first one. A, quote, statement of claim application for disability benefits, also known as, in local talk, a claims form. Another form you'll see is, quote, an authorization to obtain and disclose information. That's a HIPAA form or the Health Insurance Portability Act form that allows the insurance company to contact doctors on behalf of you and get information that they need. There's also another form called the job description form, which basically you write what you did at the time that you became disabled. And finally, there's usually an attending physician statement that the doctor writes. That's really a doctor's note that says you can't work anymore. These forms should be properly completed and returned promptly to avoid delay. Second, what can you expect? Once the forms are returned, there will be a representative from the insurance company that will be managing your claim. You'll get a claim number. They'll issue a claim number, and the claim representative will call you to acknowledge and receipt your claim, review with you the policy benefits and provisions so you know what the policy covers. They'll also discuss the information received and any additional information that may be needed to support your claim and answer any questions that you may have at that time. Third, what is the claims process? The claim evaluation process may include, but is not limited to, a visit by one of the insurance company's field representatives, a request for financial documentation, your latest 1040 or a pay stub, contact with your employer or other insurance carriers, and contact with your physicians and or request for medical documentation. During the claim process, most insurance companies will keep you informed of the status of your claim in writing at least every 30 days, and you'll receive a written notification of the claim determination. However, your claim representative or insurance agent should be able to, at any time, answer any questions that you may have throughout the claims process. I want to add that during this process, unless notified by the company, you need to continue to pay $1,000. your insurance premium. If you pay on a monthly basis or quarterly or semi-annually, annually, and if the insurance company comes back with something that you disagree with, please continue to pay the premium until such a time that the whole issue has been resolved. Otherwise, they'll say that you haven't paid in and there's other issues that go with that. All right. Today, we continue our discussion on the disability insurance policies. We review some of the questions that you come across on an income replacement application and how you can submit a claim to the insurance company. This is our fifth episode in our series titled Disability Must Knows. We'd like to thank you so much for listening, and we hope that you benefited from the time that you spent with us today and that you'll continue to enjoy and benefit from our future podcasts. If you're also considering life insurance, please feel free to listen to our podcast series entitled Insurance and You. All of our podcasts are available at our website, www.longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions on anything we discussed today, please contact us by calling our office here in Melville, New York at 631-393-2888 or toll free at 1-877-887-2707. With offering our clients independent, objective, and financial advice, this is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. On behalf of all of us here at Craig James Financial Services, we look forward to hearing from you soon.